my number one, Corridors of Power. Again, this is the UK album cover. The US one, kind of similar concept with Gary standing there, except in the US one, he's holding a Les Paul, and he's kind of like, he's got wearing that kind of funky suit, what have you, and it's in color, where this is in black and white. But this is the first album I got by Gary, and this, of course, is 1982. And it just, it'll always remain my number one. And so many great songs. I mean, the first song I heard Always Gonna Love You on the radio, which, you know, the beginning, it's got some piano. It's kind of like a ballady type thing. And then all of a sudden that guitar solo comes in. You're like, whoa, who in the world is that? That's the latest from Gary Moore. His new album, Corridors of Power, is out now. You know, that's what we used to hear on the radio. Like, holy smokes. And then from there, you make your way to Don't Take Me for a Loser, another great melodic hard rock song. Does a cover of the Free classic Wishing Well, which is killer. Gonna Break My Heart Again. You got Falling in Love with You, which is the one, I mean, that was like a song back in the day where I'd always play it to whatever girlfriend I had at the time, and they'd be like, oh, that's a really great song, you know? Yeah. But it's not indicative of the rest of the album, right? So then you got End of the World, which, of course, you know, has that amazing guitar solo to kick it all off, and then it's headbangingly heavy. You got Jack Bruce on guest vocals. You got Rockin' Every Night, another speedy hard rocker, Cold Hearted, more of like kind of like moody, gritty rock. And then I Can't Wait Until Tomorrow, the near 8-minute long epic at the end of the album, which I think is a really great melodic emotional rocker with a absolutely sensational guitar solo to close off the album from Gary. So and yeah, he's a pretty damn good singer, I always thought. So there you have it.